Okay, next up we've got Sleepy Silverdoor, aka Flebia, doing Streets of Philadelphia by Bruce Springsteen for Geech.
I was bruised and battered, I couldn't tell what I felt. I was unrecognizable to myself. I saw my reflection in a window. Know my own feelings. Oh brother, are you gonna leave me wasting away on the streets of Philadelphia?
So this is a Springsteen song that he wrote for the film Philadelphia in 1993, which I guess won an Academy Award and like 4 Grammys, so naturally I've never heard it.
Yeah, new to you, along with Beyonce.
Right. Yeah. One thing I noticed immediately with Flebby's version, it is edgier, louder, more ominous. Which, if you've been following any of their work recently, that should be no surprise. It's got the same sort of growly Springsteen vocal melody, but the context is totally different. And the vocals are a bit buried at times by the instrumentation, but I think it's weird that the song is oddly faithful to the original in feel, even though the context is wildly different. So I thought that was a good job of like staying faithful to the original while changing a lot of it, and pretty significantly.
I think the original song is kind of slow and repetitive and uneventful. But you know, Flebia, we were talking about what a great idea it was to cut the time off of some of these previous songs. But Flebia doubled the length of this song and made the whole thing this drone that reminded me of like Lou Reed's Metal Machine Music or Christianity is Stupid by Negative Land. And I just think this is brilliant. You know, I might not want to listen to it every day, but I recognize and appreciate how awesome it is. And, you know, I've come to realize that, you know, like Flebia and Ugin Hunter, I think if I've ever said anything about them that was critical or even so-so, I'm probably wrong about anything that I said about that. I think these guys are geniuses. And anything that I... bad that I said about them in the past is fully stupid and wrong. I think this was, you know, it was such a take. It was such a choice on this song. And it was, again, it's something that I'm probably not going to listen to every day, but I think that, you know, I just really respect what they did with this. I think it was a masterful move.
This was definitely the hardest song in the fight for me to get into because between Flebia and me, I think our personal philosophies about what is interesting about music are vastly different. So for me, it took me a long time to be like, okay, what am I listening for in this song? You guys know the term timbre, right?
Yeah.
So timbre is anything about a musical sound that is not what note it is or how loud it is. It's the quality of the sound, and it's what makes one instrument or one synth patch or whatever different from another one. And for me, it's a secondary consideration to melody and lyrics. And, you know, I use the same instruments over and over again and the exact same recording setups over and over again, so that's probably obvious. And for Flebia, I think it's a huge part of, okay, what is going to be interesting about this piece is what are the specific sounds that I'm building this out of. And it's not just for this song, that's for, I think, all of his work in general. And so it makes it hard for me to get inside it. And I think that's maybe a very long and overly complicated way of saying the same thing that you were saying, Ryan, that if I've talked any smack about Flebby, it's probably because I haven't gotten it. But this did definitely grow on me, and it's like, okay, yes, I understand what you're doing now that I've taken the time to sit with it. And this, it was very effective and very affecting, and I really liked it. I think he did the, in the original, there's like a doo-doo-doo-doo, there's a doo-doo-doo backing vocal thing that he like stretches out and slows down and kind of buries in the mix, but it's still there in the Flebbia version. And there's some other cool details like that. So this is not the kind of music that I go to for my own listening pleasure most of the time, but now that I have made myself sit down and listen to it, which is what happens with most music, if I make myself sit down and listen to it enough, it's like, oh yeah, this is actually, this is very good, and I was kind of dumb for maybe writing this off before, so this is an example of that. So, well done.